It was in the town of Griffin, the year was 83. It was there an old cowpuncher stepped up and said to me, "How do you do, young fellow, and how would you like to go and spend a pleasant summer out in New Mexico?"
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today we're talking about New Mexico, which is a great state. It's the land of enchantment. It's what it's called. And I'm sitting in with Olivia, who works here with Travel Bags with Anita, doing a lot of research. And I know you've researched this quarter, because we're back to the quarter miles. We have another one today.
Finally, and speaking of the land of enchantment, you really sound like you were personally enchanted your entire time in New Mexico.
I was. They had to drag me to the airplane.
I'm so sorry.
It was tough. I was kicking and screaming the whole way. But I do plan to go back. I'd love to go back and really just drive the whole state, check out a lot of the pueblos, not just only the ones around Albuquerque.
Sounds like a plan. And not only will you have some information about other Native American communities you can visit, but also a few other fun places they have in New Mexico. But starting with the New Mexico State Quarter, which was released in 2008 and engraved by Don Everhart, New Mexico became our 47th state on January 6, 1912, and the design on the quarter features the Zia sun symbol, which is also seen on the New Mexico state flag. And the sun symbol is placed over the state outline with the inscription, "Land of Enchantment."
Well, I actually saw that symbol around a lot when I was in New Mexico. It was kind of interesting to see it because I wasn't exactly sure what it was supposed to represent at first. But I don't know. It certainly looks nice.
It certainly does, and it is a symbol that's a tribute to the Native American influence in New Mexico. The Zia Pueblo believe that the sun symbolizes the giver of all goods, and they give gifts in groups of four. So the circle in the middle of the symbol represents the sun, life, and love without beginning or end. And then there are four different groups of four sun rays breaking off from that circle, and they represent the four directions, the four seasons, the four phases of a day, and the four divisions of life. So you start to realize that four is a pretty common number in our society, in life.
It is, and it's very important for the Native Americans, obviously, to have all of those things have a connection with the number four. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, you start to see why it's such an essential symbol that you see everywhere in New Mexico.
And you do see it everywhere.
So there is evidence that Native Americans have inhabited the New Mexico area for over 2,500 years. There's a lot of history there. And it's important to recognize that there are several different Native American tribes in New Mexico, with 19 Pueblos, 3 Apache, and the Navajo Nation.
That is very true. And the Acoma Pueblo that I went to had actually been around for 1,100 years.
Wow.
So it's one of the older ones. Fascinating.
Yes.
Very fascinating.
And each of these communities has their own specific traditions and governs themselves.
They do. And we talked a little bit about the vessels or the pottery, and you can tell which particular pueblo or which particular tribe they're from based on the symbols and animals that they use.
That's really cool. So it's a great place to go take some notes and maybe do some of your own, mystery solving. See if you can figure out which particular piece of pottery or tool is from which community.
That would be a lot of fun. Absolutely. And you're so good with the research, so I would have to take you along with me because you'd have the answers.
Any reason to take me along is fine by me.
Sounds good. What else did you find in your research?
Well, if you want to learn more about the Native American influence and presence in New Mexico, there are a lot of great places to visit, some of which Anita already pointed out in this episode, and we heard from the experts themselves. Other places you can visit are the Aztec Ruins National Monument, and they preserve structures and artifacts of ancestral Pueblo people from the 1100s through the 1200s. So, again, lots of history there.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely want to check that out.
And you can also visit the Bandelier National Monument, where you can hike, camp, and explore the backcountry in the lands and dwellings once occupied by other Pueblo ancestors. So there you can really, experience it firsthand.
And the Chaco Cultural National Historic Park is a great one, too. It's the Chaco Canyon, which was the hub of lots of ceremonies, trades, a lot of different things took place there. And it's interesting, too, because in Albuquerque, there's a new hotel that's opening this weekend called the Chaco Hotel. And it's set up based on that particular canyon and the Pueblos.
Very neat. And it's also in the area, the National Historic Park is where the Four Corners of Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico meet. So it's a really cool place to just stand and you're in four places at once.
I love that. I love that. Now, if you guys are just joining us, Olivia and I, we're having the Quarter Miles Minute here. We're talking about New Mexico and all the things that you can see and do based on the state quarter. It's pretty cool to use a quarter to decide what you're going to do in a destination.
And this one has taken us a lot of different places. Another place you can visit is the El Morro National Monument, which was once a popular campsite for Spaniards and others due to a reliable water hole. It's hidden at the base at a place called Inscription Rock. So I imagine it was a great find for, you know, people who are traveling along and they're really thirsty and they find this great watering hole.
Yeah, because, you can go for long stretches of time there where it's pretty flat. It's pretty dry out there as well. When I was out there, I had to keep remembering water, water, water. And I drink a lot of water anyway.
Right. In between, you know, taking pictures of the sunset and the sunrise.
Well, that's true. That's true. And all the different rock formations with all the different colors and shades as the sun changed in the sky. It was pretty cool.
And speaking of great sites, you can visit the Petroglyph National Monument, which protects a variety of cultural and natural resources, including volcanic craters, archaeological sites, and an estimated 25,000 images carved by Native Americans as well as Spanish settlers.
Well, that would be really interesting. I think that is a very popular site. I think a lot of people do come to see that site.
Yes. And then aside from all the Native American sites that you can visit, there are a couple other cool places to visit. The New Mexico Museum of Space History. There's a great space and alien culture in New Mexico as well. So this is a great place to explore that. They have a demonstration of what it's like to live and work in space, and also an International Space Hall of Fame, which does not forget famous chimpanzees who have gone into space as well.
Oh, but that's great. You want to include them too. They're part of the science making.
Absolutely. And then you can also visit the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, which collects over 3,000 pieces of her work that you can see in person and also offers insight into her creative process and the desert landscape that inspired her. And I'm sure once you're there, you can start to understand why she loved that landscape so much.
It doesn't take very long to see that inspiration and where it would have come from, and for you to be inspired too, maybe to even try your hand at some type of artistic something, maybe pottery, basket making, or maybe even painting.
Right, there's plenty of inspiration there. And you can also visit the Anderson Abruzzo Albuquerque International Balloon Museum. I know, Anita, you talked in the last segment about the balloon festival that happens there.
Yes, yes, yes. That's quite popular. And a lot of people come from all around the world to participate in that. When it's going on, you just see balloons in all different colors. I mean, the sky is just an array of colors with all the balloons taking part in that festival.
And you can visit the museum to learn a bit more about the history and the science behind those balloons. And also you can check out some of the artwork because, you know, people put a lot of work into the machine part of it. But then they also want to make it stand out in the sky against all the other balloons.
Absolutely. And mentioning artwork, I mean, there is so much artistic, you know, influence in just so many things from, as I mentioned, the beautiful sky, the landscape, the rocks, the people themselves, that you can just find all types of arts and crafts all around New Mexico. There's no shortage of that. So take your wallet as well.
Yes. And finally, you can visit the Museum of International Folk Art, because you can imagine there's a lot of great local folk art, but this museum also houses a large collection from all over the world. And some of their exhibits include the myths and meanings of tramp art, which uses discarded cigar and fruit boxes to kind of notch and layer them together to make objects and furniture. And there's also a great exhibit right now on the flamenco dance, and they hold items once owned by famous flamenco artists from Spanish culture and in New Mexico as well.
Well, you can't forget that the Spanish had a lot of influence in New Mexico, so you definitely can see the flamenco there. Now, this has been great. I really enjoyed this Quarter Miles. Not that I didn't enjoy the others, but since I love New Mexico so much, the Quarter Miles was really a good one. So I'm inspired to do more things when I go back this time.
All the more reason. Let's go right now.
That sounds good, but I want you to go with me next
yes,
time.
Yes, absolutely.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Now, you guys, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that you have become inspired to go visit New Mexico as well. And when we come back, we will certainly have more great travel tips and some more destinations, too. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm bringing back part two of New Mexico. Couldn't get it all in 1 hour. The show today has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. It's beautiful there, too, down on the Georgia coast. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. You can also give them a call at 912-223-6515. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Safe travels, everyone. We'll be back. Bye-bye.
It feels so true. When I'm with you, I'm free. New Mexico.